classic psychology experiments, the Sharif Robbers Cave Experiment. Musafir Sharif was a Turkish-American psychologist who was interested in social psychology. Specifically, he was interested in human relationships within and between groups. Now, this is where his Robbers Cave experiment comes in. See, Sharif had this hypothesis. He hypothesized that intergroup conflict, which is just conflict between groups, occurs when two groups are competing for limited resources. So in his experiment, which by the way is very Lord of the Flies-esque, he took 22 Boy Scouts who didn't know each other and assigned them into one of two groups. So he had two groups, each with 11 boys who didn't know each other. Next, each group of 11 boys was sent to a Boy Scout camp in Robbers Cave State Park, which apparently is in Oklahoma. Now, when the experiment started, each group of boys didn't know that the other group existed. Their campsites were far enough away that they didn't have any contact with each other, and they had no idea that this group was just down the road from them. During this time period, where each group didn't know the other one existed, all the boys within each group became pretty close-knit, right? They all became kind of like best buds. Now here's where it gets interesting. After about a week, the two groups were made aware of each other. And further, they were told that they would be competing with each other in a series of games, like baseball and tug of war. And they were told that the winner of these games is going to receive the biggest, shiniest trophy you've ever seen. Now, I know this is probably common knowledge to you, but nothing motivates adolescent boys more than a trophy. So after they were told about this upcoming competition, tensions between the two groups started to rise. For example, when the groups would see each other, they would yell verbal insults at one another. Now eventually these tensions flared to the point where each group went to the other group's camp and destroyed their flag and attacked the cabins. And at one point, this is kind of crazy, one of the groups actually filled socks with stones in order to defend themselves. At this point, the camp counselors actually had to step in and stop this part of the experiment because things were just getting too aggressive. It's honestly pretty wild. Now, with this part of the experiment, Sharif showed that group tensions can indeed be created by limiting resources. In this case, the resource that was limited is the trophy, right? Only one of the groups could get the trophy. To further support this conclusion, he did another little experiment here. He actually had the two groups come together and work towards a common goal, which was fixing the water system for both the camps. And interestingly, when the groups were able to get together and work together to accomplish some goal, tensions between the groups were completely reduced and they all became best buds. So in summary, the Sharif Robbers Cave experiment showed that intergroup conflict could, in fact, be created by limiting resources, as Mr. Sharif had hypothesized. Now, of course, this is a pretty small study with adolescent boys, so it's not necessarily applicable to society at large, but it still is pretty interesting.